quality, he says, as he sees the countdown on Audio Boo. I've just got into rugby. I've just had to pick up some bits and bobs. And I thought, as I always do, I pop in to annoy Nick in Sounds Expensive. The shop sounds expensive, but it's actually reasonably priced. He does, what do you do here?
We sell hi-fi equipment.
Every single possible hi-fi brand of the proper good stuff, isn't it? Really?
Top end gear, yeah.
Top end.
That's what you call it.
Drop some names.
Well, I've just had, for instance, sat in front of me here, we've got a very nice 60-inch Pioneer Curo, one of the best TVs in the world.
It's awesome. It's huge. Yeah, although it as a box,
it is in a box. I can see. That's all you can see. There's nothing actually in it.
What I wanted to talk about today, though, was the Victoria Inn, which is your pub as well, which you've only got recently because it was kind of for sale and you couldn't help yourself and you thought this is going to break the bank. But seeing as though I've been dabbling in making my own beer, you make your own beer on a big scale.
We do.
You got a pub. Yeah. What's the name of your brewery?
The Atomic Brewery.
What's the website?
It's www.atomic.com.
I know it's not atomic.com. That cost you a fortune. It's atomic.
Wait a minute. Let me get this right. We've got a few websites, actually.
And someone else does them.
Well, here we go. There's one called downthevic.com.
Downthevic.com.
Downthevic.com. Okay. That's not too bad. The other one is, I don't know.
I think it's, if you Google Atomic Brewery, you'll find it.
Atomicbrewery.com, I'm sure.
I reckon it might be .co. Because I remember I jokingly wanted to buy it. But you started getting into beer in a big way
because
of
professional site,
qualityales.com. Now, quality, have you got enough? You get a pen and listen to this back, because there's a lot of .coms flying at you now. But qualityales.com is kind of a beer ranking site.
That's
but
right.
Just for your real ales.
Oh, yes, yes. Very special.
Why just real ales? Why not bottles?
Well, so you've got to be a specialist in one part of the market, and there were too many websites which just did world beers, and of course that's a pretty poor, you never get the proper coverage for UK real ales. Now, there are 700, nearly 800 microbreweries now in the UK.
Of which you're one of them.
Of which we're one of 800, and just keeping a list of their beers currently available, or ex-beers, it's not easy, but Quality Ales gives it's a proper ranking site just for beers that you can drink in pubs.
And I remember when you were brainstorming all of this, I used to sit here and you used to bribe me with coffee to come up with ideas, and we came up with the idea of big box nearly fell over with the speaker in. The ranking system was measurements of ale, wasn't it,
That's right.
So go through the ranking system.
Oh, well, now we've changed it to... now what the hell have we changed it? No, it is, it's ranked. We've got Private Pint, Captain Firkin.
And then when you get more and more...
you Major rank... Hogshead,
Is that what you are?
Oh, something like that,
yeah,
yes.
You must have...
I don't hold the current record.
Really? Although someone's reviewed more beers than you.
Yes, although I've rated over 2,500 real ales now. Somebody else in rugby, actually, Kevin Farwell, one of the Camera Branch members, he's rated over 3,500 beers now.
So you've drunk personally over 2,500...
Different...
Beers.
Well,
halves or pints?
Well,
you'd quite easily have had those in pints, wouldn't you?
Yes.
That's a lot of wedge.
To be fair, there's a lot more than that. But they're the ones I've actually reviewed.
When you review your own, name a couple of your beers.
Atomic Half-Life and Atomic Bomb.
Now, Half-Life was... I know that I named that because I said you should call the really, really, really strong one Half-Life. Is that what you did in the end?
No, I called it Half-Life because it was my wife's 50th birthday.
Oh, right. Oh, fair enough.
We figured 50 is halfway to 100, you see.
Oh, that makes...
probably won't last that long
that
anyway.
Makes sense.
Half-Life, we made it 50 years and 5%.
Because you talked of making
a
super
on the thing,
uber strong one, didn't you? That makes more sense, actually.
Well, atomic radiation is on its way.
Atomic radiation.
Atomic radiation.
And what's that going to be?
Oh, it stops, you see.
No. Oh, it's a screensaver.
That's fair enough. Atomic radiation, probably we're looking for something in the 10 to 11% marks.
Now, you've tried this, haven't you, before? This is where you...
Yes, we tried brewing
it's been almost like your grail.
We tried brewing before. We only actually got to about 6.5%, Because you have to let the process boil and boil and boil so that actually the wort gets thicker and thicker and thicker with more sugar in it, if you know what I mean, and less water.
Now, if anybody is listening to this and they're in the area of Rugby, the Victoria Inn, right, I've only got like a few seconds
right now,
left.
Right now, has its Spring Equinox Beer Festival. Started today, Thursday.
Thursday,
and
you've got
on
a few
until,
beers on.
We've got 34 beers on presently.
So you need to go to the Victoria Sunday. Inn, and the name of the Victoria Inn website very quickly?
It's downthevic.com.
Downthevic.com. Otherwise, check out Quality...
Victoria Inn in Rugby.
Victoria Inn in Rugby. And check out qualityales.com if you are drinking UK beer. It's lovely. Cheers, Nick.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.